Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, here we are in the 9 o'clock hour. It's a Friday night, big weekend coming up. And if you're one of the many that have fallen victim to these horrible potholes and craters out there with all the front wheel problems and tire problems, you know what I'm talking about, and the ball joints and rods and alignments, take your car, truck, or van to the pros. Those are the people at Expert Car Care.
That's right. Mark, they offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. You'll get you'll be back on the road, safe and sound, I should say, the same day.
Expert, that's Xpert, Car Care Services, everything on your vehicle, top to bottom, A to Z, whether it's something as simple as a tire repair or a windshield wiper or something, or like major, like a tranny, transmission or engine. Be sure to mention these two cats right here and something nice will happen.
That's right. Mention Parking the Man, Mark, and not only will you receive a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if needed.
If you're scoring, that's over $100 in savings passed on to you just by saying Parker and the Man. Expert Car Care. Locations on 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Go see Mike and his good people. They're experts. Xpert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Go get Expert Car Care.
All right, coming up, Rob's got some Facebook stuff he's going to read to you, and we're going to play a Chris Creighton. If you don't know who he is, we're actually going to play some of the stuff he said before the spring game this coming weekend.
And somebody on Facebook did ask us, it was a female, did we still have the drop about the panties? And you know what the question is? The answer is?
What color of panties you got on?
We still have it.
Yes, we do. That, in fact, we have. We have that. There was a touch of protest, but it's back.
Mark lost out. It's just that simple.
Sometimes, you know, a lot of times I acquiesce. That time I put up a thing, and Rob said, nope, we're going to do panties come hell or high water. And you know what? I'm good with it now. Because you make your play, and you're good to go. Can we do this thing, please? Get me out of
this. All right, time for a sports wrap. It's sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in Detroit, go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers. He is the man, Mark Wilson.
And I didn't really know where I was going with that anyhow. So when you get to the end of the week, it's the end of the week thing. It's that end of the week thing we remember so well. Remember, Rob, you forgot all about that because you've been off so long. You look like an old man there. You had your face like this, and you had that glasses down. I have to tell you, that's the first time I thought you looked like an old dude. It is unbelievable. Tigers win at Comerica today over the Orioles to start the series with Baltimore with Buck Showalter. 10-4 the final. 17 hits in the game, 4 by Miguel Cabrera. Maybe you've heard of him. He got his 2,000th hit, which also happened to be his first home run of the season. So mark it down, $2,000 in hits for Miggy. Torrey Hunter had a homer. Rajay Davis, a three-run ding. AJ, that's your Austin Jackson, and Hunter each had 3 hits. Couple hits for Castellanos and Kinsler. Sanchez and Smiley went 7 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, 6 Ks. Jabba Chamberlain gave up 2 in the 9th when he came in. Didn't hurt him, though. Tigers win 10-4. They're 3-0. Rick Porcello goes tomorrow. 108 start at Comerica against Bud Norris. Wings lead the Sabres in the second. I think they're coming to the end of that period. 3-1 score right now. So the Sabres have scored in that game. Helm, Yurko, and Elfie with the goals for Detroit. Brooklyn Nets. Every time I look, there's no game on. I don't even think they're playing. 78-61 in the third was the last score. It's still like a 17-point. Brooklyn Nets lead over the Pistons. Andre Drummond with 14 points and 12 boards. They just need to get this damn season over with. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker the Man presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Other NHL, Canadiens over the Senators 5-3 now in the third. Blue Jackets and Blackhawks tied at 3 in the third. Alex Ovechkin, 49th goal of the season. Caps and Devils tied at 1 in the third, and the Flames lead at Florida 2-1 second. Other NBA, Memphis over Denver 69-65 in the fourth. Mark Gasol, who does not have vertigo, has 21 points for the Grizzlies. His brother does. Charlotte over Orlando, 81-70 in the fourth. What are you doing, some kind of funky picture? Okay. Just do your little sports wrap and let me take pictures. Toronto over Indiana, 83-82 in the fourth now. Cleveland trailing at Atlanta, 66-49 third. Philly and Boston in a dogfight. Brad Stevens, 57-56 Sixers in the third. Miami now trails Minnesota in Miami in the third, 62-56. LeBron has 16. Washington trails the Knicks, 52-49 in the third. As I mentioned, if the Knicks win, Pistons lose. The Pistons officially out of the postseason. Can't happen. Their season will be done April 16th when they play the Thunder. Other baseball, American League, Indians over the Twins, 7-2 in the eighth. Big news for the Indians today. They signed Jason Kipnis to a new six-year deal for $53 million. That keeps him an Indian into 2020. Royals over the White Sox, 7-5. That is a final from this afternoon. Blue Jays lead the Yankees still 3-2 in the fifth. Rays over the Rangers, 4-0. Angels lead the Astros still 1-0 third. National League, Braves beat the Nationals 2-1 in D.C. Phillies over the Cubs at Wrigley, 7-2. Dodgers lose at home to the Giants, 8-4. Rockies get 17 hits. And they beat the Diamondbacks 12-2. Still delayed by rain, but still not called, although it's 9-10. That's only, well, no, it's an East Coast game. It's Pittsburgh. Haven't called it yet, but still a delayed game there in Pittsburgh. 2-1 Mets over the Reds in the fifth. Marlins lead the Padres 5-0 seventh. One interleague game, Brewers this afternoon beat the Red Sox 6-2. NCAA Final Four tomorrow in Cowboy Stadium, UConn, Florida, goes at 6:09, followed by Kentucky, Wisconsin. Winners play Monday night. And, of course, at the PGA Houston Open Round 2, got your Sergio Garcia 12-under par after a sizzling 65 today, along with Matt Kuchar. They're up by four shots going to the weekend. Phil Mickelson is six back. He shoots a second-round 70 to be minus six. That is your sports wrap brought to you by Sporty Cuts. Whew. 9:10 on your Friday night. And should be fun. You're out there. You haven't been able to do this for 6 years other than last week and now is drive around on your Friday night, listen to Parker and the Man. I mean, that's, like, huge. What else would you rather be doing? Probably nothing.
You remember those days. We used to get a lot of people interested on Friday nights.
Hey, man, don't have to tell me three
times.
They're
on their way to a date or out to eat or something, you know. Some woman's bought them tickets to the WNBA, you know, or something like that.
I'm done with that unless you want to continue forward with that topic.
Go ahead, I'm done.
What about the Facebook stuff? We got some Facebook stuff?
Yeah, people were asking a few questions.
You got it? What do you got?
Asked about the giving the money that Orlovsky.
Well, Dan Orlovsky.
Well, $6.35 you said it was?
If it's more than $6.35, it was too much.
Or,
yeah, I think I saw $635,000 or something like that for Orlovsky.
Asked about Johnny Manziel.
What about Manziel?
The Lions are not drafting him. Stop it. You know, just listen to all the people.
Drafting Johnny Football where?
I don't know.
With 10? At 10?
Yes.
Now, if Manziel falls to the eighth round, I'd think about taking. They don't even have eight rounds. I would take him. I would take him in the eighth round. Look, you're not spending one of your eight draft picks. You just picked up two in the fourth on the compensatory picks. You are not spending a draft pick on a QB at that level. The cat is obviously a first rounder. Don't even sniff. Who would think? Why would you? I don't even have words. Why would anybody even consider drafting a quarterback at any point? I might give you, I'll be serious, maybe the last two rounds, if you need a body to hold a clipboard or you need a practice player, I'm not being funny, that would be the only thing I'm looking for here. I do not think you're going to find what you want unless you completely waste a pick in the first round or second round to bring in a quarterback. And after you get past Blake Bortles and Teddy Bridgewater, I'm not sold on Manziel. I don't know. 5-10 quarterbacks. Drew Brees is great, but
a lot of people are saying, Mark, there's a lot of scouts and people saying now there's some red flags and things that they don't like. It'll be interesting to see. And
Drew Brees is a special player with a special arm, and he always has been that guy.
Love that guy.
We don't have a second
Drew
Brees. Love that guy.
Always did.
I mean, look how long he's been around now.
I know.
I mean, he's pushing, what, 15 years?
He's 35 years old.
I know. We're pushing 14, 15 years of this guy and still playing at a very high level. Look, the Lions need a backup. The supposition is that Matt Stafford will be fine, and he'll play his 16, or he hasn't come out in 3 years. But you can't count on that. So when I say need a backup, they already got their guy. Orlovsky has been both here and in Indianapolis. Jim Caldwell is comfortable with him. He thinks he still has something left in the arm. He's 30 years old. I don't know what that might be, but that's fine. That's what he wants. I was against it because I don't think you bring back failure. Sorry, Dan, you've already played for the Colts, the Lions, and the Buccaneers, and Houston. That's four. You've got 28 left. Go pick one. Go find another team you haven't played for. I don't like teams when they go back. It's one thing to drop, Rob, as you know, to go back in your history when you're good and you want to bring back a guy, maybe you give him a team pass.
That happened this year with Chauncey Billups. People felt good about it, and Mark, people forget Chauncey really didn't play this year. I mean, everybody thought he was going to be a part of it.
A few games early, and then
yeah, but really, really, he got hurt early, and he hasn't played the whole year.
But you like the idea because it brought back that good
feeling.
Well,
because he was a piece of a team, a great team that was here. So people, it's different. You're right. When you bring back people from things that haven't worked out or were disastrous, you're like, why?
You're bringing back a guy who started 7 games in the 0-16. He didn't just hold the clipboard or come in to hold for Jason Hanson extra points. He was part of 0-16. I'm sorry, but anybody a part of that that you want to bring back would be persona non grata to me. I would not have it. It ain't happened under my watch. Dan Orlovsky, you want to go somewhere, I'm telling you, there's 26, 28 others. Have at it, brother, because I've seen the act, and it didn't work. The last time I saw you, you were dancing on the end line because you were scared to try to throw the ball out.
He was scared?
He was scared or something. Well, I don't know what the hell it was.
All right, let's move on from Dan Orlovsky. I want to hear this audio that you've been promising us all night. I thought it was like the Nixon tapes. I mean, I just want to hear this
stuff. That's good, the Nixon tapes. I found the 8 minutes. They were
missing 8 minutes.
Rosemary Wood. Was that her name, Rosemary Wood?
Rosemary's baby.
His name is Chris Creighton. Michigan and Eastern both have their spring games tomorrow. That'll be a busy Washtenaw Street thing going there between Ipsy and Ann Arbor. And I got to be really honest. After Ron English, who I got to know well at Michigan, after he got bagged, I said, well, Eastern, I've lost Eastern for me because I really wanted Ron English to be successful. But I forgot they had to hire a guy, and they did. And I'm telling you, and Rob knows this. I pride myself on knowing like the outstate guys,
Mark,
Western,
Central. You know everything.
No,
you
know everything.
I mean, yes, you do. You're one of those guys. You do want to know who the players are and who the people are.
I want to know the coach, Dan Enos, up in Central Michigan. I want to know that all these people. I want to know the outstate guys. Well, Eastern's in our own area.
It's a stone's throw from here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not really outstate. It's here. It's in our market. And I had no idea that this guy was hired as head coach. None. And I went, who is Chris Creighton? I had to look him up. He coached at Drake. He coached at Wabash. I said, well, I'm going to give him a chance. Let's see if Chris Creighton, what he's got. And so I clicked on this, and this is what I had. Are you ready for this, Gary? Okay. This is Chris Creighton. Just a little sampling, a little something-something for you.
Together for 4.5 years, and then for the rest of our lives, but intensely for 4.5 years. And as we all know, life happens. And when you're with people that you love and care about, it makes everything more fun and worthwhile. The vision starts with that, and everybody wants to win. Honestly, I've never really talked much about that. I think winning is a byproduct of doing things right and doing them hard. And I could see in the eyes of those guys down in the meeting, they want to be great. They want to be great. And I can't wait to get started with them. We talked about the gap. Wherever the program is right now, we can put a line right here, right here, right here, wherever we are as a football program, there's a line above it. And that's our potential. And the area between those two lines is a gap. And we're going to close the gap. We're going to wake up every morning and we're going to find ways to close the gap. And we're going to have a ton of fun along the way doing that. Obviously, part of building a program, continuing a program, is recruiting.
I can't tell. All right, look, he sounds very fired up, right?
He's a loud talker.
He's a loud talker. He looks like a drill sergeant. Rob, exactly what you think this guy looks like. He hasn't even seen him.
No, I haven't seen him, but I can imagine.
He's got the Sergeant Carter haircut. He's got, you know, from the old Gomer Pyle thing. He's got the rock face. You know,
no mutton chops,
He's got the Mike Henneman chin. He's got, you know... No, Mike Hanneman chin. He's got Mike Hanneman clap.
He's got
chin.
The butt right there. The donkey butt.
He's got the butt chin. I'm not making fun of his looks.
No, I'm just saying.
He's got the green tie on, but he's... I don't know what the hell he's talking about with the gap. I don't know what that means.
That's when you go to Europe and it says, mind the gap before you get on the subway.
I thought he was going shopping at the Gap or something because he's... I'm telling you, he is intense. He's fired
up.
Can
you imagine that guy showing up to your house to recruit your kid?
Rob.
Screaming at you.
Think about this. This is at a presser with, you know, people there all dressed up nicely. Think about Chris Creighton walking into that locker room. Now you're going to play for him. and you did something wrong, you're screwed. You'll probably be killed. No, I'm kidding. Do you want, I asked you the question, is this the kind, what did EP Detroit, sounds like a tool? He sounds like a tool.
Well, coaches like that sometimes. It just, we get it. Okay, you're a football coach. You're so intense, and everybody loves each other. This is a team. It's almost cliche. What we call coach speak. You know, dude, we all get it.
The gap,
right.
We're going to close the gap.
We're going to pound the rock. Remember that guy?
Hat and a hat.
Right.
Pound the rock, hat and a hat.
Pound the rock. I don't know what that meant. What did that mean? I thought that was that run the football?
Here's what I never could understand. Hat to hat sounds like helmet to helmet contact, right? Which you can't do in the NFL. Don't you get a fine? Don't you get a penalty for that? Helmet to helmet? We're going to put a hat on a hat. Well, that's not really what he means. I know. I just want to take it literally. 248-848-1130. That is Chris Creighton. He is the head coach at Eastern Michigan University. And he is darn well ready for spring game 2014. Tomorrow at Ipsy at Reinierson Stadium. Please make your way down there or he'll kill you. Sports Night with Parker the Man. Detroit's 1130 WTFN the Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint. The worst is yet to come.
Bong. I feel bad, Rob. I got to be honest with you. Bob's my guy every 24 seconds. I do not hang out with my boy enough. My boo. You know what I'm saying? He's my boo.
I'm over there all the time. I can't get it. I'm over there all the time. I can't get away from those chicken wings.
You know, you're there, and yet I should be there because Bob's my boo. And I'm just pointing at the camera right now to you, Bob. Look, 24 Seconds Bar and Grill in Berkeley is the place to be for everything sports. And Rob knows why, because he's there more than I am, and I feel bad about that.
Right there, Mark, on 12 Mile. You know that, near Coolidge. And 24 Seconds has many local craft beers such as Shorts, Founders, Bell's, and Atwater, plus many other craft beers.
Look, so many people are there tonight. They're watching the Pistons. They're watching the Wings. They'll be there tomorrow afternoon. The Tigers, they got the Final Four coming. I mean, this is a big weekend for 24 Seconds Bar and Grill. You know that. So you need to get over there and continue the whole March Madness thing with great drink specials all day and throughout this whole weekend until Monday night's championship game.
That's right, Mark. You know what? They have also some great knockout food specials there, including the homemade mac and cheese or the blackened tilapia.
Well, it's how sports were meant to be viewed. We know it. We've been there so many times, done shows there. It's 24 Seconds Bar and Grill in Berkeley, right on 12 Mile. 24secondsbar.com.
Hey, Mark.
Yes, Bob. I mean, Rob.
Go get 24 Second.
Uh-oh. It's when we want to weather.
Why are we doing it now, Mark?
We damn well wanted to. Well, here's what your weekend is looking like. It's shaping up to be a pretty nice one, actually. A little sunny tomorrow and Sunday. Sunny should be beautiful. High tomorrow, about 48 degrees. Sunny skies, perfect conditions, 55 degrees. It could be warmer, but it's 55. And then we take a step back Monday and Tuesday a little bit, but not too bad. We're looking for better temperatures next week as they roll along. Currently in Metro Detroit, we're at 40 degrees. We're expecting a little bit warmer temps. Cloudy and 40, that's when we want to weather.
Why'd we do it now?
For some reason, we wanted to, and I'm not sure why. Because you know what? We want you to be informed. Like the whole I-96 shutdown thing.
I'm just staying away from I-96. I was on today.
We're here to provide a service, so you were on it today, but that is shutting down. So
until October
at the earliest, and that's going to be all of the 96 ramp. You can get off at Newburgh, and that's it. And then you can't get Newburgh to Telegraph. Forget about it. 7 miles, going to do the entire highway both sides. Can't go either way. So if you're going from the 275 interchange, you take 96, you can still do it, but you got to get off at Newburgh. So that gets you into Westland and Garden City in that area. But forget getting any further. And if you try to, they shoot you on sight. That's it. State police will be there. If you try to go through the thing, the barrel's gone. I'm just telling you, there's not going to be any nonsense this time. We're not fooling around. It's a tough part of town we're talking about here. Okay, they won't be doing that. But you can't do it anyhow. And I'm serious. It's going to be a huge mess because your access roads are going to be like, I don't know what you're going to do. You just can't get there from here. You can keep going 275 and just get off at the site, you know, Ford Road, or if you're going to Westland, or you know, if you're going to IKEA, or whatever.
Well, but they say that you just got to get an alternate route, Mark. Once you know, you just stay away from it. You got to find another
way.
Yeah,
you got to take the mile roads in, or you got to do the whole 696 thing, or take the 5.
You can't complain. The roads are so bad. At some point, you got to get them done. How else can you do that?
No, you have to. And I'm glad they're doing it all at once. One fell swoop. Both sides, it'll be like glass. Be beautiful when it's all said and done. Right before winter, too. Be perfect before the winter of 2014.
Can somebody help me why? This is what I've always wanted to know real quick.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bore you. Why don't they do double-decker highways? And what I mean, Mark, is have highways, right, on top. Say
I'm listening.
Wait a minute. Say you have a stretch of highway, but it's an express. Say you start at, I'm just going to pick a place. You start at Livonia, and you could go straight to downtown Detroit. There's like a long stretch where there's no exits. You just go on top. It goes like 10 or 12 miles straight downtown. You could get
on top of what?
On top of the highway. A road built on top of the highway.
How much would that cost?
No, I'm just saying. I'm asking.
That sounds like $1 trillion.
You think so?
Well, Miami has what you call flyovers. They do this in Miami. To avoid US 1, they have a thing, a flyover. And you can go on it, and there's no stops, there's no exits, and it takes you right onto Kendall Drive.
That's what I'm talking about.
You want some flyovers is what you're
right,
talking about.
And I'm talking about places that, Mark, like everything is like to get people who don't have to do, who are going straight. And there'd be like a few towns like Livonia, maybe Southfield,
Rob,
maybe.
You know what? You're about 100 years too late in your lament. We know we don't have a crosstown expressway.
You know
here.
What I'm saying, right.
You can't get. If you want to go to Somerset, if you want to go Troy to Livonia,
you can't do it.
Can't get there from here. There's no straight line path. You have to take the stupid 696, 75.
To the mixing bowl, right.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you got. They made a mistake. There was supposed to be something.
That's across. That's
correct.
Right, okay. That's
they never
okay.
made that. And what you're looking for is the world's biggest flyover. You want to just go like 22 miles.
Just straight on.
Just straight up.
You
want the Rob Parker Turnpike.
Very nice. But you'd have to pay a toll on it. You know that.
Oh, Lord, no.
I know. They don't have tolls here.
Do we still have to do the thing before? We have to do the update. We have another break before the update, right, Gary? I don't know where we are anymore.
We're lost tonight. Come on, Gary.
Where are we? We have another break, then the update?
Just a break.
Just a break, but then the sports wrap.
Yeah.
Oh, that we still have that? Okay, let's do that.
All right, so coming up next, we're going to have a sports wrap. Mark will get you caught up on everything going
on.
This
really is a fun Friday, isn't it? Look at the video minions.
They're loving it.
They're going, I cannot believe these two people had a show at any point in their life.
But, Mark, first let me do the City Wings Detroit real quick.
Oh, yes, please.
Okay?
Yes, got it. They love them.
Mark, we had them the other night. The owner, Grant, sent them through. And if you want to go and check out City Wings Detroit, 313-871-2489. It's on West Grand Boulevard and the Lodge Service Drive, Mark. 18 different flavors. I know. What was your favorite?
Oh, the lemon pepper. Hello. Is this on?
They also have garlic parmesan, hickory smoked barbecue, sweet chili. Mark, they have a great date night special for $23.49, you know, with the whole nine yards. If you want more information, if you want to try a different place for some great wings, go to citywingsinc.com. And all the information and flavors and everything will be right there. It's City Wings Detroit. Hey, Mark?
Yes. Love it.
Go get wings.
Just hit the thing, Gary, will you please?
What did he say?
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.